Now is a guy who you know and love if you're a film buff. Jason Mewes was the star. Well, you remember. Now, let's go back to 1994. And remember the grass-smoking, fast-talking, foul-mouthed, and oversexed, but very likable Jay in Kevin Smith's hit Clerks? Yeah. Well, that's the guy. And, of course, a number of films were done after that, directed by Kevin Smith as well, and including Jay and Silent Bob Strikes Back. You must love that character, playing that character.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely do. It's the, I mean, it technically is the, you know, at that age, when I was like 16, well, Kevin and I met, sorry, when we met 13, 14, and all the way up to about 16, 17 is how, that's how I was. I'm still, I would say, 60% like that, but not as, I guess, not as as obnoxious and, you know, I have boundaries now, but as a kid, you know, I used to seriously run around exactly like in Clerks, how it's written, like, you know, yelling stuff to girls across the street and all that, except minus the, and I smoke a lot of weed and all that, but I never sold weed like the character does, but yes, I mean, it definitely was, it was fun, it was fun, because it's easy. It's pretty much me playing me. So, except for actually the first time when we shot Clerks, you know, it's funny hearing from Kevin's side of things because he got to see the, you know, like watch me try to, you know, ask him questions about me. I don't remember as much. I remember asking him, but it seemed normal to me because I'm like, you know, it was me reading a script and shooting a movie and I had never done it before, but he explains it being funny because I would ask him, like, how do I say this snooch to the nooch thing? And he'd be like, dude, you say it all the time, or say this. But because I was in front of the camera, and I'd never been in front of a camera, I used to get really nervous, and you know, I just felt like I would always feel like I had to deliver it different, even though I just had to deliver it the way I did and real, you know what I mean? So it was sort of interesting, but yes, it was definitely fun, and definitely you know, I enjoyed working with Kevin, like sitting there with him standing next to me and just sort of playing myself. So
it was kind of funny too when the two of you guys made the cameo appearance in Scream 3. That was pretty funny.
It was cool. It was cool to be in a different movie, like someone else's movie, and you know, it was one day, and we got to meet all the, be on the set of that movie, you know, see everybody and all that, and be at Universal walking. But yeah, it was fun. That was a lot of fun, and I enjoyed it. So people seem to dig that too. A lot of people seem to dig it, and it's interesting because again, it was so fast. It was one scene, but it's cool that people you know, will mention, like, oh my gosh, you were that was so funny in Scream. So
The last film I saw you in actually was Zach and Miri Make 'Em Porno.
Yes,
which was kind of a weird movie.
Yeah, it was different.
Yeah,
it's different, and I mean, I enjoyed it because I got to play something different, but I got to, you know, I got to sit and work with Kevin, and of course it was cool, you know, working with the cast that we worked with. Craig Robertson, you know, is super funny, and so is Seth Rogen, so that was cool. It's always cool for me to do all these movies and work with all these different people who've been working for, I feel like, you know, for a while. I mean, not that, like, Ben and when we shot Mallrats and Ben Affleck was in that, he hadn't been really working and Chasing Amy, but it's funny to, you know, see him now and see all the stuff he's been in and working with him and Chris Rock and George Carlin. You know, so it's pretty interesting. And, you know, Seth Rogen, of course, right when he did that, he had just done 40-Year-Old Virgin and, you know, all these other movies. Like, he's huge. So it's always fun and interesting to work with all these people.
You work with some of the funniest people in the world in some
exactly,
of these movies.
Exactly, yeah, for sure. It's Especially because, again, it started with me and Kevin, like, doing Clerks and a bunch of people from the town and friends and, you know, and then even Mallrats was awesome. You know, but it was sort of the, well, I mean, I guess right away we got to work with Stan Lee, which was, you know, someone growing up reading comics and loving comics. That was amazing. And you know, I had watched 90210 at that point. So it was awesome.
Now, you were in some films that, well, they were not great films, but some people enjoyed them. Pauly Shore's Dead was kind of a strange film.
Very strange. Very strange. But, you know, it was a quick thing. And for me, it was cool. It's funny because I had met Pauly. I had met him one time when I was out here doing, I think we were out here like, we were out here doing maybe a Clerks cartoon or something, but I had met him, and he had told me about that and asked me if I'd be in it, and I thought that was interesting because, again, for me, I don't know, for me it's really different. Like, I don't know, it's been years now, but, you know, for years and years, it's sort of, you know, it really never, it took, I mean, I don't even know if I would say I'm used to it now, but it's taken years and years. So when someone like Pauly Shore, me growing up watching, you know, who's the so I was trying to think of names, Biodome and in the Army now and this and that, I grew up watching these movies and, you know, though they're funny. And so for someone like him, he asked me to be in his movie, was, you know, I was like, oh, sure, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. But yes, there's definitely some movies out there, some independent movies and stuff that I've done that, I don't know, I feel like there's a handful, you know, there's people who dig them and then there's people who just haven't even seen them, so. What was the other one you were thinking?
No, well, there's a few of them in there, but I enjoy these kind of films, so, you know, I'm the wrong guy. People say to me, hey, well, how's that? I like it. Well, it was stupid, yeah, but I like it, though, so.
Yeah, you know? For sure, there's definitely, you know, some of the stuff for me, too, is, you know, I did a movie, Bitten, and I wouldn't say it's the greatest script or anything, but for me, it was different because I got to play an EMT, and I got to be in a vampire movie, and in the end, I hate to spoiler, but I become a vampire. So all that was a different character and different role for me. So, you know, sometimes I'll do a script. I've done scripts just to play a different character because someone, you know, I read the script and it wasn't awesome, but the character was awesome and it was like, wow, this is not the stoner slapsticky funny guy that, you know, I've been playing. This is like sort of the serious EMT guy, you know, who meets a vampire and then becomes a vampire. So, you know, so for different roles like that, it's been cool and different. So.
Well, it's a good point that you make, because you can't, Jason, you can't play Jay forever. You're 37 now, and, you know, when you're 10, 15 years from now, Jay won't be the kind of character you really can play too well.
No. You know, unless we play Jay and Bob in the nursing home or something. You know, then maybe it'll work, possibly.
Jay and Really Silent Bob. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. But yeah, it's interesting though. And then I wanted to ask you about the newest thing that you're doing. You and Kevin Smith, you're bringing a live podcast show around. Tell us a little bit about this thing. I'm not really familiar with it too much.
Yeah, every morning we started to do a radio show. It's called Smodcast Internet Radio, and it's called Jay and Bob Get Jobs. And every morning from 10 to 12, we're live on a internet streaming. And so you put in Smodcast smodcast.com, and you can listen to us live from like 10 to 12. And from 8 to 10 is Kevin and his wife. They do a live show called Plus One Per Diem. But then even after that, there's a guy, Dan Etheridge, who Dan Etheridge has, like, produced a bunch of TV shows and movies with Joey Lawrence Adams and a bunch of other stuff, Veronica Mars. And then there's also Jay Moore, who's been, on a bunch. He's done a bunch of stuff, and a bunch of these people do their own podcasts, and they're on our network. Like, we sort of made our own network, Sir, Smodcast Internet Radio, and people. So all day you can hear people live, or you can hear recorded podcasts that have been recorded weeks before or months before. And then also Kevin and I do a live show up at John Lovett's Podcast Theater or John Lovett's Comedy Club on Universal City Walk in California. And we do that at 10 o'clock every Friday. And, yeah, we get up there, and for like an hour, we do an hour, 15 minutes or so, we do a live podcast. And, it's been a lot of fun. It's been interesting because, Kevin had done the actual podcast, Smodcast, for years with Scott Mosier, and a few times Scott wasn't around, and he asked me to sit in with him, and I enjoyed it, and I was like, man, I would like to do a podcast one day. I'm going to try to find someone to do it with, and I had done a couple with my friends, this guy Matt Cohen, and my other buddy Nick Knack, and stuff like that, but it just didn't, it was fun and everything, but it just didn't really click. Those guys weren't always around, and I couldn't get them, to meet up and all that stuff. So, it just didn't pan out. But then Kevin opened up his own theater called the Smodcast Theater, and that was on Santa Monica Boulevard, and that went for almost a year. And when he had the opening, Prima Nocta, or whatever he called it, and when he had the opening of that, he wanted to do a bunch of podcasts. Like, he had like 6-7 podcasts. And he was like, hey, man, do you want to do a podcast with me? And we'll call it Jay. We were thinking of names and stuff. And then when we actually got there, he's like, no, well, how about we call Jay and Silent Bob Get Old? And, we'll mainly right now, the first episode and the next 6-7, we'll mainly talk about when we met and, the first time we did Clerks and the first time you got messed up and you were getting high and I helped you and you went to rehab and then you got out and then you got better, but then you were sober, not sober, and all these different things. Anyway, so that's what we did. And people, we filled the house the first 7-8 shows we did, they still fill up, but I'm saying we were mainly touched the first 7 episodes, we touched on all that, and each episode people came to see, they seemed to dig it, and there's positive feedback, and I really enjoy it, I honestly do, and for me, it's nice because I get to, I sort of get to do sort of a, what do I say? So I sort of set it to be accountable to everybody now. Not everybody who listens to the show, I have to be sort of accountable for me, being sober and stuff. Like, it's tough staying for me. Years I've been battling, the addiction and stuff, and so I had almost 7 years clean, and then I got surgery, and for me, I feel like I started taking the painkillers because I needed them for pain, but I just kept taking them because I really wasn't, hanging out with anybody. I was sitting out in Santa Monica with my new girlfriend, who's my wife now, and I didn't really, she was at work every day and all that, so I didn't really have to be accountable to anybody, and I feel like that was a big downside and why I was sort of one of the reasons I fell back into, for the next 12, 13 months taking painkillers. So, and I was explaining that to Kevin, and he's like, well, hey, man, not only, do you have to be accountable to the wife and to me now that we know, and we sort of, you've been talking to us more, now talk to everybody, and it's been awesome, it really has, and it's been nice, people write in really nice stuff, and some people write in bad stuff, but for the most part, people have been writing in really good stuff, like, hey, man, we listen to your podcast, my brother has been, you know, addicted to Oxycontin for, you know, 4 years, and I made him listen to your podcast, and he loved it, and he's been listening to every one ever since, and now he's got 3-4 months sober. And I don't know, that's really nice. It makes me feel good, so.
Well, it's interesting, and I think ironic, that you're battling these things, and some of the stuff that's out there from your earlier days in comedy, Clerks and all these other films, kind of like, you know, ads for smoking dope.
Yeah, you know, we do in the movies, I feel like we talked about weed a bunch, about smoking weed and all this stuff, but I feel like the movie, even though to me, looking back at the movies, like there's only few scenes that you never really saw Jay or Silent Bob smoking weed. You never, if you think about it, if you've seen all the movies, you really look back, you never really seen him smoking weed. And yeah, they talk about smoking weed, you know, in scenes like, hey, you know, $15, little man, whatever. And again, to be honest, I don't think there's much, there's anything wrong for people that smoke weed if they're able to handle it. Like, you know, like out here in California, you can go into a pharmacy, not a regular pharmacy, but a weed pharmacy, mm-hmm. and get marijuana if you get prescribed from a doctor. And, you know, my mom passed away from AIDS, and my mom smoked weed. She took weed pills because she didn't like smoking it, mm-hmm. but it helped her eat. It kept her up there. My friend Jamie Curtis, who passed away at 22 from cancer, he took Marinol pills and smoked weed, and both of them, honest, you know, my hand to God, said it was one of the only things that helped them eat because they were so upset all the time, their stomach and stuff.
True.
So I don't think weed's horrible. So, but what I do, painkillers, cocaine, you know, all the ecstasy, acid, all these other drugs, I do think are bad and horrible and all that. So, you know, but again, to me, it's movies. If it was that, some of the, you know, movies, depending on how they put it, some of these movies with heroin and pills and stuff sort of glorify them at first. But, I mean, you always see in the end that they wind up bad. Like, you know, what's that one movie when the dude gets an abscess on his arm and his arm has to get cut off. And, you know, these other movies show you the people getting dope sick when they don't have the painkillers or heroin or something. So, you know what I'm saying? I just feel, my point is, yeah, our movies had weed in it, and I sort of am like, yeah, smoke that weed, all that. But again, I don't think weed is horrible if you're older and you can, you know, using it for the right reasons or what have you. But yeah, my main addiction was all the other bad stuff that was, you know, brought me down and stuff. So.
Well, I'm glad you're on the right path now and happily married and clean and all that kind of stuff. Tell us a little bit about, in terms of the podcast shows, are you taking them on the road now?
We are. So we had done a few cities, last year or the beginning of the year, and I don't know, it was awesome. And so, yeah, now we've booked a bunch of different shows. We're going to be coming to Boston. We're going to go to Jersey. We're going to do some shows in Canada. But yeah, I'm excited because, you know, we're coming to Boston on October 7th. October 7th. And I'm psyched about it because I spent a few months in Boston with Ben when Ben Affleck was shooting Gone Baby Gone. Mm-hmm. I was out there helping him out and stuff, and I love Boston. It's an awesome city. And then then we'll be in Jersey, and Jersey's my hometown, so, you know, it's good. I'm going to get to see my sister, so is there, my nieces and nephews, and I still have a couple of friends that I seriously went to, like, kindergarten with and first grade with growing up, and they still live there, so, you know, I'll get to hang with them, but mainly we get to come out and we get to do the shows. We're going to be at the Count Basie in Jersey, we're going to be doing them live, man. I'm really excited about it, so.
So if people want to go to the shows, can they go to smodcast.com and get tickets?
Yes, you know, I'm sorry, I want to make sure, because there's a couple of websites, and I'd love to make sure I give away the exact best website for the tickets to go to Boston and New Jersey. Csmod.com, and that's SEESMOD.com. So Csmod.com is the best website. You can go to that, and you can get tickets, but also you can go to Smodcast.com if you want to listen to, maybe if you haven't heard the podcast and you're sort of wondering what you're getting yourself into. You can listen to them for free on iTunes under podcast, Jay and Silent Bob Get Old or Get Jobs, or you can go to Smodcast.com. So yeah, man, and we'll be out there, and it's cool. At the end of this, you know, we do our hour podcast, hour and 10-minute podcast, and then at the end we play a game. It's called Let Us Act. Or Let Us F. There's two different games you play, and I don't know if I can say the F word, but it's...
You can, if you'd like to.
and we either do one or two things. We bring up, we find a scene, something like Brokeback Mountain, maybe something from Star Wars, maybe something from, Blue Velvet, whatever it might be. We bring two people up from the audience. And then me and Kevin narrates, directs. I act with these two audience members, and we pick characters from a scene, and then we act out the scene. And it's been pretty fun because, you know, usually it'll be like me playing an Ewok and a girl playing, you know, Han Solo, and then a guy playing Princess Leia. And then Kevin, you know, it's fun. It's actually been a lot of fun, and I enjoyed it. It's sort of something I came up with. Because we were playing the other game where people tweet in or Facebook in, Twitter, like, you know, they send in a name, like the upside down Darth Vader bunghole explorer, you know what I mean? And then we pick someone from the audience and they come up and they put some music on, some groovy music, and we act out that position, with clothes on, of course, but we pretend... We go, me and that person talk about it, and we say, hey, what would this position be if we were, you know, for really doing it, and we were a couple. And then we'll talk about what we should do, and then we'll go out on stage and sort of perform this fake, you know, position of sorts. So, and people seem to dig it and enjoy it, and I feel like it's a lot of fun. And to me, it's cool because, you know, the audience gets to come up and participate with the whole thing, and that's that, man. So... Definitely, if you guys, get some time on the, get tickets, get the time and where it's going to be and all that, it'll be on csmod.com, and hopefully I'll see everyone there.
That's Jason Muse, and again, you can check out smodcast.com to listen to the previous shows, and if you want to go to the one in Boston, New Jersey, or Canada, you can go to csmod.com for ticket information. Thanks so much for coming on the show. It was nice to talk to you.
Thanks. You too, man. Have a good day.
You too.